Carlos, Love It On Me. Beautiful day for a yard sale, Junkin' Friday. Here we go.
This is a big one, Mary. Mm-hmm. This is huge. Just every year they lay this down and it's monstrous, but it's a little chilly right now with the breeze. We probably should put some clothes on the naked Barbies and babies, don't you think?
Yeah, for sure.
So where are we, first of all?
We're Orchard Mesa Little League at the fairgrounds.
Super easy to find. You just pull on in and check it out. Now, we have vendors out here and all kinds of fun stuff. What's happening today?
We are doing a yard sale to fundraise for the Little League, and the vendors are helping us out.
I love their earrings. They're fishing lures, Mary. So you got your earrings ready to fish, pull them off, throw them in the water.
I know. They're super cute. I love it.
Now, one of the things that Mary enjoys is a good bake sale,
yes.
And the goods are rolling out right now.
We got Rice Krispie treats and no-bake cookies, and we got a lemonade stand. Uh-huh. Very cute.
Yeah, so we're looking forward to the brownies later. Is that
brownies later. Maybe more. Everybody's bringing stuff in.
Now, you guys are unpacking things as we go here. Yeah. Mother Nature, like I said, she's being kind of pesky. Tell us about some of the items, because there's a ton of great stuff.
We have a lot of decor. We're trying to sell some of our old equipment. We've got some lawnmowers. We also have a lot of Orchard Mesa Little League swag we're trying to get rid of.
So jerseys from kids all the way up to adults, right?
All the way up to adults. Yep, we've got some hats. We also have stuff that the community has donated to us. We've got coffee pots and helmets. And you name it, it's here.
Three coffee pots, super nice snowmobile helmets. And is that Christmas lights, too?
Christmas lights, too.
There it is.
And can you imagine? They have bats and bat bags. Huh, that's strange in the Little League, isn't it?
Right, and helmets, hats, food and who thought.
So let's talk about the hours.
Okay, we are here today until 2 o'clock, and then tomorrow from 8 to 2.
All right, and the bake sale runs throughout the time?
The whole time, and get your lemonade.
And your fish and your earring fishing lures. That's so cool. All right, fairgrounds to the spot, Mary. Come on by and check it out. It is Junkin' Friday, and it is Magic 93.1.
Magic. In 2023, Melinda McCaw, co-founder of
Friday, and I believe we found a yard sale.
Yes, we do. We are on Main Street. Where exactly are we?
We are the driveway in between 1244 and 1252 Main Street.
So you got to come and buy all the stuff. We're going to miss you because you're moving to Oregon, geez.
We certainly are. We'll miss Grand Junction.
Now, tell us about some of the items. I'm seeing an inflatable water slide, Mary, an entire inflatable water slide for $20, and that's just the start.
Yes, we have a lot of baby and kids stuff. We've got a lot of good kids gear, a car seat, a pack and play, a changing table, a kitchen helper platform, lots of clothes, a snowboard, a lot of decor, art, and a vintage map, vintage toys. Lots of good stuff out here.
That lazy boy couch for $100, that's a pretty sweet deal.
Yeah, well, everything must go because we're moving, so come and make us an offer.
Washer and dryer going too.
And a patio heater. A gas patio heater.
And a super fluffy vest, which right now will be very handy. It's going to be 81 later on, but the wind's not howling downtown, Mary, like it is up on Orchard Mesa.
Good news on that.
So that's, whoa. When I first looked over, I thought, what's a rugby rug? And it's like, oh no, it's a rug.
Yeah, a ruggable, washable rug. We've got a West Elm rug, a Banana Republic trench coat, a women's leather jacket, a giant kids walk-on piano, like from the movie Big.
And they have a lot of clever stuff here, man, I'm telling you. You can have your own ball pit.
There is a ball pit as well, yes.
Where can you get a table saw for $10, right?
Holy smokes.
A handmade redwood picnic table underneath all that glassware that is also for sale.
Christmas decorations and a move to Oregon means the snowboard goes too.
The snowboard has got to go. Women's snowboard, yes. Christmas decorations, Halloween decorations, Valentine's Day decorations, lots and lots and lots of gift bags and wrapping supplies.
I find it strange that you're going back to Oregon, yet selling the Oregon Ducks college paraphernalia.
Well, if anybody knows Brendan Rigsby from DeBeck, come on down and get some Oregon gear to support him.
Okay, what are the hours going to be?
We're going to be here until 3 o'clock today, and we're here again tomorrow from 8 to 3.
All right, and the address?
Is 1244 Main Street, the driveway in between the houses. Come on back.
Right off 12th of Main, you can't miss it. It's Junkin' Friday, and it's Magic 93.1.
By one Megan Trainer, 8:47 now. Junkin' Friday continues.
Yeah, it is a great day for yard sale. Oh, the wind just kind of stopped for a minute.
Oh, it's blowing
it's
here
definitely
now.
Not bad here as it is on Orchard Mesa. It's blowing there now.
Yeah, it's moving
Where
around.
Where are we?
We're over off of Patterson on 306 Bel Air Drive.
Just behind St. Mary's, basically. Great signs, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You guys probably had to, like, make a lot of interesting traffic choices when you're putting those babies up.
We do, yeah. And with this wind, it makes it definitely challenging.
So, blow on in here. It's going to get better. It's getting better. So, tell us about some of the items you have today.
Man, we have some very cool antique scales. We've got outdoor stuff, camping stuff, fishing stuff. We got dog equipment, a great kennel, all kinds of good housewares.
That is a huge kennel, by the way. It's monstrous. Oh, yarn. There's yarn.
Good.
Oh, you're right. I see the yarn table.
We got exercise equipment, electronics.
Yeah. The best thing about exercise equipment is don't go and pay full price because that stuff is outrageous brand new. Is that a Nordic Track?
It is a Nordic Track.
Mm.
I know. It's classic. Yeah.
If you buy those things brand new, they're crazy. Same as the treadmill. I mean, that's insane.
We're ready to get rid of everything, so we'll make deals.
Well, and this is I think it's an arrow garden. You love your arrow garden, Mary.
I do. If I knew where it was.
It's kind of slacked off over the years.
Yeah.
It's in the garage where all things go to die. Yeah. So this is a brand new one. It's pretty sweet. Mm. They've come a long ways from the big one that you had before.
They used to
be kind of big and obnoxious, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just a power sucker. So you're like, should I just go to the grocery store and buy this hydroponic food or should I grow it in my kitchen or not? So wooden salad bowls, tons of kitchen stuff. We've got a lot of, let's see, hats, beanies too, because, you know, but I think the wind's dying down as we speak. It seems like all of a sudden it's starting to mellow out.
Hmm, means a tornado's coming.
Two different barbecue grills. Yeah, right. What's that?
Picnic set.
Oh, yeah. This, like right now, you wouldn't want to go on a picnic, but soon it's going to be nice enough. You've got two. You guys must have really been into picnics.
Oh, yeah, big picnickers.
Is that over or did you just get a new set?
We just got a new set.
And the largest dog kennel I've ever encountered. You could put a pig in there.
Yeah, we have Mastiff.
Oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm.
That makes total sense. And I haven't seen a hula hoop at a yard sale in a while.
Dang. You're good
you
at those.
You gotta have some fun.
And one oar. Did the other one go wrong?
You know, all you need is one to get where you're going.
I guess so. It probably would work. We don't have a golf caddy anymore, but there's one here.
Mm-hmm.
So, they are giving stuff away. Super, super cheap. So, where are we at again?
We're at 306 Bel Air Drive over off Patterson.
In the shadow of St. Mary's, kind of.
Shadow of St. Mary's, yeah.
And what are the hours going to be?
We're going to be here till 4 today until noon tomorrow.
All right, and the weather is going to get better sooner or later.